Blog Talk Radio.
Tell you how you can do that, but first want to let everybody know that we were on the mark last night with our free selection, with the Cubbies defeating the Dodgers 6-4, and we are on the side of 961 Chicago minus -125 in that game. And so if you were aboard last night, you got a little bit of extra cash in your account today, or you have your bookmaker scratching his head and adjusting your account to the positive this morning. Okay, Bobby, how do you... Well, let me tell everybody, I know you follow us, so I don't even know why I'm bringing this up. Bobby always gets our free play to start his morning each and every day. But, folks, it's real simple. All you need to do is either visit the website, sportswagers-selections.com, or just follow us on Twitter. And all you need to do that is type in Eddie the Hat Wins, and we'll get that free play tweeted to your home office handheld mobile device each and every day. So real simple, no excuse. All right, Bobby, kick us off. Who's hot and who's not in the sports world?
Well, I'd like to talk about a couple of rookies in baseball. How about Gary Sanchez and Trey Turner? Gary Sanchez is having an absolutely wonderful beginning to his career. He's got 5 homers, 11 RBIs in the first 20 games, 17 games of his career. He's batting .389. Trey Turner last week had 8 consecutive hits. He's having I've just watched him for the last 2 weeks, one of the Nationals broadcasts. And what an absolutely exceptional outfielder and marvelous base runner. And plus, you know, he's hitting a storm. He's hitting up a storm. So just like, wow. And then there's a third guy to just talk about, and he's a late bloomer, doing the best impersonation of Juan Bautista or Nelly Cruz for a guy that comes around late in his career. And that's Jed Giorko. The guy's got 22 home runs. And he's one of the hottest bats in baseball. Just really a feel-good story for patients with some of these guys that you think just are never going to get there, and then finally they do.
Yeah, well, you know, Bobby, they have a theory with racehorses. When a racehorse takes forever to win his first race, or break his maiden, they call it the light bulb theory. And it's kind of like he figures out, oh, is this what I'm supposed to do? And the light bulb goes off. And pretty popular play at the racetrack. If a horse is 0-18, 0-19, and all of a sudden he wins, breaks his maiden, a lot of people will bet the horse next time out. Now, I'm not saying that's the thing to do, but it's, an angle that some people subscribe to at the racetrack. And same thing with the human athletes. You know, they start doing something, and it's like, oh, okay, I get it. And, hey, you know,
I think you're right. I think Jed Giorko will be a top. He'll be one of those guys that goes in the first 5 or 6 rounds of fantasy baseball next year. I think I've liked him for 5 years. I liked him 5 years ago when I thought he was going to do this 5 years ago, and now he's finally doing it. So I'm pretty excited about him. And Trey Turner, my goodness, I have not seen a better outfielder since I guess Andrew Jones, when he was breaking in with the Braves, 25 years ago, and I just love his base running. is old school. It's just so good. So I'm just like, you know, it's just like, wow. Trey Turner is one of those ball players like Mike Trout. You can just fall in love with the way he plays. You know, it's just like, wow. You know.
Yeah. Well, it's a pleasure to watch Mike Trout play at night and during the day. He's always having fun. He's grinning. He's laughing. And he's producing. A lot of fans who are bitter and sour will say, you know, well, he's goofing around too much. Well, the guy's putting up numbers. He's producing. You know what?
Yeah.
Let him have fun. And
I was going to give you the wrong side of the coin too. On the other side of the coin, I'll talk about college football in a second, but
uh-huh.
The Colts, Ichiro, it seems like Ichiro Suzuki, that his, what would you say, that hitting 3,000 evidently was the end of his career, because the guy has almost disappeared at the plate since then. He's batting like, I think, 111 since he broke the record. My goodness. I mean, hits are rarer than hen's teeth with him. So it's like maybe that was just it. He was interested as long as he went for 3,000. I had thought that maybe the guy might go on long enough to do that professional baseball record and challenge Pete Rose. But I think he's finished. You know, it's just for some reason, all of a sudden the light went out. You know, that light you talk about, light going on. The light went out for Ichiro. And then now, go ahead.
I'd cut him a little bit of slack. You know, I think maybe the pressure, the stress is off. And, you know, maybe he's just having a little bit of a letdown.
Could be.
But
I hope so. I would like to see. He's one of those guys you'd like to see play a little longer. But it's also David Ortiz for the Red Sox. I have never seen an older player have other than Barry Bonds, have a better year. You know, it's just
right.
Like, wow. This is just, it's wonderful to have a guy. I think he's got something like 39 or 40 doubles in addition to the 20-some home runs he's got. I mean, he's making a case for himself as the MVP at 41. And that's just wow, just simply wow.
Yeah, that surprised me this year too. The year that he's having, you know, who would have thunk it, Bobby, at the beginning of the year.
That's the way you want the old guys to go out, though. You want them to have that big year, and a swan song that's really, really is a swan song.
Right.
Yeah, but my other cold is. I was just so frustrated watching the college football yesterday, because here was Cal, and I thought, well, I'm going to get a chance to see how good Cal really is if they're ready to challenge Stanford or make some noise in the Pac-12. And what I got was, it wasn't a game, it was an execution. Give Hawaii some blindfolds when you're going to put them up against any competition. It's like their guys were smaller. And they couldn't run us. They couldn't run as fast. They couldn't jump as high. It was like watching a bunch of college players playing against some junior high kids in basketball. It's just like, it just wasn't fair. Like I said, the next time you have Cal play a Power Five or have Hawaii play out Power Five conference, give them blindfolds and a last meal first.
Well, all right. Hawaii's never been a powerhouse, Bobby, that's for sure. And you get them off the island, and, you know, you get what you get with them. I'm surprised they don't do better recruiting with you know, where they're located. I mean, you know, living, you know, in Hawaii, going to school in Hawaii and playing in that environment. I mean, good God, who wouldn't want to do that? But for some reason they don't. And you know, when you bet Hawaii, you get what you get, and you get them off the island, and you know, you add an additional 14 or 17 points because they ain't that good. That's for sure. So, and I think Cal lost a little interest last night.
The one guy on their team that I looked at, and if it hadn't been Hawaii, I would have gone, whoa, was that running back Muhammad? Because that kid looked for real, but because it was Hawaii, we don't have any idea.
No, we won't until they play a real school, that's for sure. I think we have Hondo with us now.
I'm here.
All right, well, Poppy, he was a little bit late crawling out of bed, evidently, so we'll let the listeners know that Hondo has indeed tuned in, and he is on board with us. And we're going to head out to the track here real quick. We're running just a little bit late, and let everybody know that our play today out at Del Mar, where the turf meets the surf, where Bing Crosby and the boys used to play. And it's coming in the fifth race with number 6, CC Zip. Now, I hear people giggling out there. I know that this is a horse that publicly I came out and slammed last time. But in all fairness, this horse is actually not in bad form, and he deserves one more chance today. His turf debut was good. He's cutting back in distance. The winner of that race came back to win again. He's come back to work well since. Martin Garcia returns to ride. There's a lot to like about this three-year-old filly by City Zip, and we're going to give her another opportunity to break her maiden. She's 7-2 on the morning line. That's a fair price. So there's a lot to like about her. If you can stomach her 0-8 record, if you're heading out to the track or want to pick up the phone and call your neighborhood friend, a couple of bucks to win in place on number 6, CC Zip, in the fifth at Del Mar. And Hondo, do you like anybody out to track today?
Yeah, I like a horse in the first race named Fans on the Run. He drew the outside for jockey Santiago Gonzalez, who is having a super meeting out at Del Mar. And he this will be his seventh lifetime race, and he's been pretty popular at the claim box. He's been claimed twice in 6 races. And he drew the outside in the 6.5 furlong race, which is advantageous, and I think he's going to run a big race. Fans on the Run in the first.
All right. Well, there you have it. Okay, we're going to take our first and only timeout, and when we come back, we'll have some more sports talk and some free plays for you. The Hat really likes a bet today in MLB. Don't forget, we've got more preseason NFL football. We got a full slate of MLB going on. A nice 10 race program down at Del Mar. First post is 2:00. Pretty decent pick 6 carryover today too, folks, of over $85,000 in the pick 6 kitty awaits. So go ahead and refresh your beverage of choice, and when we come back, we'll have the second half of Keeping Score with Poppy.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. Aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a grooving night and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey, less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation and satisfaction in me. A little more fight, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your...
All right, sports fans, we are back here. And don't forget, we've got some preseason NFL football action for you. And 10 races at Del Mar and Major League Baseball. And Bobby, let's have you go ahead and kick us off with your free play today.
Well, I'm going to give you one for baseball and one for college football in a game that kicks off before we're on the air again. My baseball pick, I'm going to echo what you said last night tonight. I'm going to say Cubs, take the Cubs over the Dodgers. I like the Cubs in momentum versus the Dodgers and Urias, who's going to start tonight. I think the Cubs are all over this one.
Okay, that's that game, folks, is at 1:05 today at Chavez Ravine. And we've got 9:03 the Cubs and 9:04 the Dodgers. And Bobby is suggesting a play on 9:03 the Cubs at +110. And that is his play. And go ahead with your football pick, Bobby.
I really like this pick. We'll see how it plays out because I haven't seen enough about either team to tell you that this is a great bet, but I really like...
Well, Bobby, nobody has seen enough of either team.
Okay. I like South Carolina. South Carolina and Vanderbilt. You get South Carolina +3. I really... It's an appealing bet to me.
141, 142... And this game is on Thursday, September 3rd. So, folks, depending on some books take action before, some of the old-fashioned ones don't. So, you can go ahead and, of course, obviously bet this in Vegas or online. And take advantage of this play if you want to right now, or you can sit back and wait and kind of watch the odds. 141 South Carolina on the road, 142 Vanderbilt, and South Carolina is getting +3.5 right now. So you're going to want to go ahead and take advantage of that. So. Bobby, unless you're a Hawaii fan and you're sitting at 0-1 this morning, everybody is optimistic and foaming at the mouth.
Especially the boys in blue.
Oh, yeah, well. I don't know where to go with that. But
we're number 11. We're number 11.
You are?
I know. I'm saying that's what we're striving for. We're number 11. We're number 1-1.
Okay.
That's the best you... When you're on the outside of the Power 5 looking in, that's the best you can hope for.
All right. Okay, folks, let's go back out to Chavez Ravine here, and I like the Dodger game with a different perspective here. 9:03, 9:04. And I'm going to go with the under in this game here and take the under 7.5. We're looking for a low-scoring game. Both these starters are tightening the screws in their last 5 starts. Have not given up the long ball too much. And I think that this is going to be a low-scoring game. 7.5 is the key here. And make sure you get locked in at least 7.5 and take the under on the 903-904 Cubby Dodger game. And Hondo, do you like anything today?
I like the game in the Motor City. The Angels and the Tigers. One of the big surprises in the American League this year has been right-hander Michael Fulmer of the Tigers. He is having a tremendous year. Young pitcher who is really promising. And the Angels on the the Tigers are -205. What I would suggest in this game, the Angels are pitching a left-hander named Oberholzer, and the Tigers, with all those right-handed bats, Cabrera, J.D. Martinez, Ian Kinsler, are tough on left-handers. I would lay the run and a half, go -1.5 runs, and take the Tigers at +105. So you'd need the Tigers to win by two or more, and you get +105 on them, and that's the way I'd go today.
Okay, so 921, 922, and Hondo is suggesting a play on the run line and taking the Tigers to win by at least two, since they don't give out half runs. And although Walt Weiss probably should get at least a half run handicap every time he emerges in the dugout, but they haven't come up with that angle yet. So, but all right, that's Hondo's bet of the day. All right, folks, and don't forget we've got NFL preseason games today, and we've got six games today, and we got three games tomorrow. Don't forget, do your homework. Watch these preseason games. Can't stress that enough. And it might help you out once or twice during the year that you're going to see somebody that's going to get signed off the practice squad or a free agent or something. You're going to be saying a lot of people will be saying, who in the hell is this? But if you've done your homework, you won't be saying that. You would have seen him play, and you'll know what to expect. All right, gentlemen, we got a little bit of time left. People are being shy as usual, no phone calls. So let's go ahead and open it up and talk about whatever it is you guys want to chit-chat about.
Since I was resting my eyes for the first part of the show, did the name Gary Sanchez come up?
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did.
Was he Boppy's Who's Hot?
Yes, he was.
Okay, and Boppy, I'm going to give you a dozen donuts to Mr. T's if you can answer this trivia question. Gary Sanchez now has 10 home runs in his first 22 Major League games. Who were the only two players in Major League history to hit 10 home runs in their career quicker than Gary Sanchez has? And they both did it in their first 21 games.
Would Willie McCovey be one of them?
No. No. You lost it.
It
was a guy who did it this year for the Rockies, Trevor Story.
Okay.
And a man that you would be familiar with back in the 1960s, George Boomer Scott of the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, George, of course. And he did that in 1967, didn't he?
Yes.
Those donuts. Boppy, those donuts were so close, I was even tasting them.
Yeah, boy, they're the best donuts in the free world.
Better than Krispy Kreme?
By lights and yards.
Oh, wow.
Lights and yards is just... There's no comparison. There's a Dunkin' Donuts shop that's a kitty corner to Mr. T's, and it's like the Maytag repairman. It's the loneliest store in town. Nobody goes to the Dunkin' Donuts across the street. All the traffic.
Did you happen to catch Frank Howard being inducted into the Nationals Ring of Honor?
I was gonna mention that on Facebook. There's a couple of wonderful pictures and some stories. And it actually was so sentimental. Even if you weren't a Howard fan, you could almost get a catch in your throat or a tear in your eye because of how much love Frank's fans, when they talk about how much they loved the man. I mean, it's like, wow. I mean, you weren't alone, Hondo. There were an awful lot of people that loved Frank Howard. And the thing is, it's virtually everybody, everyone who ever had any close contact with him came away loving him even more. So hats off to those of you that loved Frank Howard. He got some love in Washington. And I really am amazed. The Nationals, to me, are one of the few teams I've seen, like kind of like the Dodgers of old. They just do things right. They just
guys, we're going to need to continue this love fest next week because they're getting angry with me here. We've gone way over our time this morning. So, Hondo, thank you for joining us this morning.
All right, guys.
And, Bobby, go ahead and say it, my friend.
Be safe, be careful, and God bless. We'll see you all next week, Lord willing.
All right, folks, and we will be back next week, same time, same place, 8 to 8:30 Pacific. Until then, good luck with all your wagers.